Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour here on the Fan After Dark, and boy, it's going to be a fun one. We've got some Cowboys OTA notes to remind you on that happened this week out there in Frisco. If you missed it, all the heavy hitters, we'll give you our recap on the Rangers and Stars as they are not trending in the right direction. One team won't be trending at all as their season has ended in Dallas Stars. As well, giving you guys anything around the world of DFW that you may have missed out on. But what really matters is you guys, 877-881-1053. What are you up to on this Thursday afternoon? What do you got planned for the weekend?
It's already Thursday.
Any fun dates? Last time we were on, we had a homie let us know he had $36.
He did give us the update.
To go on a date. He ended up not going. Girl bailed.
She ghosted him, didn't she? You know what he said?
I'm going to be dragging the 105 through the fanboys out to get a drink after this. Are you bailing on me? you're looking real Brian Schottenheim right now with the hair kind of... Yeah, he just got off the field.
I mean, I'm kind of tired.
Why?
Why?
Just in general.
Tired of life?
Nothing crazy.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Never that.
I don't know.
Can I give you some good news?
Are you taking Dylon too?
If he wants to come.
I'm good.
Oh.
Ooh, that was pretty matter-of-factly too.
He didn't even know where we're going.
Oh, he knows.
No fellowship.
He knows. Yeah, where's the fellowship at?
Where's the fellowship?
What's up, Dylon? You got something? You got another place to be tonight or what?
My bed.
Wow.
I'm going to sleep
anywhere but us.
My man said, look, see you twerps later. I'm going home.
Can I give you some good news?
Let's hear some good news. I'm here for it.
Why that segment was extremely entertaining.
I'm glad.
My son just looked at me and said, what the blank was that?
Well, I'm glad they got entertainment out of that.
Look, y'all can talk all the smack you want. I guarantee you, dollars to donuts, there's not one person on this that listening to this show right now that knew that there was no McDonald's in Vermont's state capital. Okay? I will say, maybe not our finest, but very obscure questions.
Unless we have a listener in Montpelier, Vermont.
Text us, 877-881-1053. Let us know that you knew that there was no McDonald's in Montpelier, Vermont. Whatever the hell it's called.
And people said, y'all are killing me as y'all are pronouncing it multiplier instead of however you actually...
How do you pronounce it? How do you pronounce it? You got audio in there.
Hold on.
Just have it interrupt us. The girl talking on Google. Just
Montpelier. Montpelier.
Aliens chirp back in. You guys are morons. Of course, there's no McDonald's in Vermont.
817 said, I did.
Montpelier.
There you go. Sounds French.
Montpelier.
It sounds way cooler.
Yeah, it does.
Montpelier.
It sounds like the kind of place that wouldn't have a McDonald's.
Yeah. It sounds like a resort.
I bet they got a Madeleine Cafe, though. What do you want to bet? A Madeleine? Whatever it's called.
Montpelier. It's a lot easier than Montpelier. Well, just Montpelier.
Montpelier.
Wait, is it Elier or is it Mont?
It's whatever.
Play one more time. I already forgot.
It's not worth going to. That's what it is.
Okay, would you have gotten this one? What state capital was built specifically to be the capital before the state even existed?
Philadelphia.
Nope, it's in Texas.
San Antonio.
Is that right?
No! I read the answer. I said, what state capital? And then I said it's in Texas. There could only be one answer. What's the capital of Texas?
I thought there was maybe a trick question.
Austin. It was awesome.
I thought you said, like,
Beaumont.
It's not.
Port Arthur. Viner.
Nacogdoches.
Justin.
Lufkin.
Corpus
Louisville.
Christi.
Shout out to my fighting farmers.
The newly built Frisco.
That's right. McKinney. Prosper.
White Settlement.
You know what? I have a question. A
got
very pressing question that I've been having on my head the entire week.
That's with the new haircut, too.
If the Tolos and Fatties do nothing else the rest of the show, answer this one question for me and you can go back to doing whatever you're doing. How do we as a government, we as a state, whatever, however it figures out, how do we assign state capitals? What's the, you have to have a certain population? You got to have a, is that where all the Congress is? Can it move? Can your state capital change? What made it Austin over San Antonio, Dallas? You know, do we actually know what the process of becoming the capital is? I don't.
I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that that's probably where everybody was huddled at. I mean, it was a hub back. I mean, you got to remember these states are all 200 plus years old.
The most densely populated area.
Well, not 200, but 150 plus.
Is that all it is? Like these are the popular states when these. Popular cities, excuse me, when these states started.
Yes, yeah.
And they said, we're going to be the capital.
I mean, it wasn't like you were jumping in your pickup and, hey, let's go from Austin to Dallas and, you know, move this state capital because nobody's here in Austin.
Now it goes to my follow-up question. Can you change state capitals? Because I think...
I would say you could, but...
Do you disagree that the most beneficial way, when you're thinking about, okay, what's the capital of this state?
Yeah.
Is you go, what's the most popular state? What kind of represents this state? Like Sacramento, being the capital of California, is just you know it because of school, but it doesn't make sense. It's like Sacramento, why is it the capital? Other than it being the capital, you would think it'd be somewhere like LA, maybe even San Diego, San Francisco, like these big major cities where a lot of stuff's happening there. Texas makes sense with Austin. I think Dallas and Houston have their own case, but Austin.
Well, but you could argue back. I mean, yeah, but let's not pretend like Austin's always been this way.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, do you think can they change? I'm asking. And then if they can't, do you think they should be able to change?
No. I mean, why would you?
I don't know. Just where my brain went.
I mean, because I think
obviously it's not a big pressing issue.
Because here's the thing. You got to remember, too, the cities that have state capitals, like they've already got, I mean, you've already got the infrastructure and everything built to run the state, you know, your state government from that city.
Okay.
So I'm from Topeka, Kansas.
All of our Congress and all of our government buildings are in our capitals.
Absolutely. Like our girl Karen Harper Brooks, or Brooks Harper, that we talked to tonight, right? She's a state reporter. She's based out of Austin, right? So think about it. You've got, like, even though she writes for the Dallas Morning News, okay, she's based out of Austin because that's the hub, and you've got an entire, again, a whole infrastructure of state operations, whether it's media, you know, all the things that go with the state, you know, law enforcement, the courts, everything else. Based in that city and it operates out of there. I mean, that's what you got. Like I said, I'm from Topeka, which is the state capital of Kansas. And so we've got an entire, you know, industry that's just built on being the state capital.
I'm trying to, I just feel like it should always be the first city you think of should be the, like for New York, why is it Albany?
I'm okay with that. You don't need, New York City's got enough going on. And here's the other
thing. Not my point that it doesn't have enough going on. I just feel like when you think of capital, especially if you're not from here, like if you're like from out of the country and you're like, oh, this should be the capital of this, but it's just a random city
that we made
the capital.
Why do I care what a foreigner thinks about
where
this capital
should be? How important is the capital anyways?
It's not that important, guys. That was the point. I said this is a random thought in my head. I didn't say it's going to change the government.
Exactly.
I'm just wondering why we do it. These are the questions I ask myself. Why?
Well, it's already been established. And because, the founding fathers of that particular state.
I want to have a talk with them.
Well, they're dead.
Good. Salt Lake City? Cheyenne? Am I even saying that right?
Who?
Yeah, Cheyenne.
Pierre?
I mean,
Charleston?
I mean, is this bothering you?
It is a little bit. What's the capital of Maryland?
Baltimore. It's, nope. It's not Baltimore.
Annapolis. It should be Baltimore, but it's Annapolis.
It's Annapolis, yeah.
Like,
well, what do you mean it should be? But why? Why should it be Baltimore?
I don't know.
That's why just, should it be Baltimore?
That's just where my brain goes when I think of Maryland.
Really? Do you think Baltimore is the best place for a state capital?
I don't, but see, okay, so is that your point? You think it should be a safe place? I think there's an argument to that. What makes something other than it just the buildings are there a good spot for it to be the state capital? And that's the question I'm asking.
I think you got to look at, again, when the state was founded. Like, what was the demographics and the logistics of, I mean, think about it.
Go ask Thomas Jefferson.
Think about it. The United States of America celebrates its 250th anniversary next year. Okay? So, we figure Texas, how old's Texas? A couple hundred years old?
Yeah.
Give or take?
You were here for their independence.
Okay.
He fought the Alamo.
Okay. I was there. I was doing play-by-play.
Reloaded your musket.
That's right. I was on a horse.
Powdered it.
Fred Davis here, lying from the Alamo.
Wait just a second. I'm just getting my musket ready.
And give me Santa about, Anna comes in.
Give me 3 minutes. I'll be able to shoot him.
I'm ducking cannons as we speak. Back to you in the studio. If I'm still alive.
Back to you in the lodge.
That's right. I mean, like my hometown, Topeka. It was found. I mean, the state of Kansas, I want to say, became a state in 1865. So obviously Topeka was decided as the capital city in 1865. It's 150 years later. We're not changing Topeka and moving it to Lawrence.
New Jersey, what's the capital?
Newark, isn't it?
Nope.
Camden?
Nope. Starts with a T.
Trenton.
Like, dumb. I'm sorry, dumb.
I don't know. Been to New Jersey?
Vermont.
We already decided it was Montpelier.
These are just dumb, and I'm just starting to realize it this week that
I didn't realize that state capitals was such a aggravating factor for you.
I think it should just be the most popular city, but I understand the whole thing about the building.
No, I don't need L.A. or Dallas or Houston or, you know, I think Portland is okay. I don't know. But, I mean, it's okay. Like, let their other cities can live. Other cities can prosper.
What is the capital of Washington?
Oh, man. Olympia?
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
Why do we have to think this hard about it? We shouldn't have to.
Well, first of all, when have we talked about state capitals?
Like,
I was going to say.
Grade?
Do you guys remember the song 50 Nifty United States?
Oh, yeah. I know the states.
No. The 50 yeah. Nifty United
50
States.
50 Nifty, yeah.
And then you would read off the capitals as well.
The capitals?
Yeah.
Really to the states.
Yeah, well.
I want some white people. I ain't never heard the Nifty, Bifty,
Swifties. 50 Nifty United States.
From 13 original
colonies.
Was Morgan Wallen writing it with y'all, man?
Oh, man.
Straw hat on.
Right. Damn right.
Okay, can I give you some good news?
Give me some great news.
Coming into this game,
yeah.
Wyatt Johnston was on pace
Who
for
cares?
The worst plus minus in a single playoff run at a minus 18.
And it ended up getting surpassed?
No, he did his thing.
Oh, he broke it. He broke the record.
No, he was a plus two tonight, the best on the Stars with two assists. Yeah. So he goes down to minus 16, so he is now tied. For the worst,
I don't. You know what? Don't
single
care.
Playoff.
Don't
run
care because you know what?
You're Paul
minus,
Reinhardt.
You're minus 16. Your plus two is hollow to me. What the hell's new guy Jake doing here? By the way,
they're all here, so he will not hold the title as the worst.
Who cares?
Plus or
you
minus.
You know what? No, he does hold it. The whole team gets it. All of it.
Okay. I had this for you when it comes to kind of just a cliff notes. Nick Harris put this out. Cowboys OTAs. So if you missed up, so you sound smarter at work tomorrow this weekend, listen up, boys and girls.
We're all four sounding smarter here.
Quarterback Dak Prescott continued to flash his mobility. Does not look like he's fresh off a hamstring injury. I charted him at 14 for 18 passing today. This is Nick Harris speaking. Mm-hmm. With two drops from Luke Schoonmaker.
Ooh, Scooty.
And CeeDee Lamb, Sadarian. And
I heard
one,
that George Pickens and him did push-ups together.
Yep. One Kyer Elam PBU. This is back-to-back weeks.
Yeah,
Kyer Elam showing out.
Good.
And Dak also had one miss on a tough throw down the left sideline. So that's a Dak standpoint.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Like what we've seen. Here he goes on the running backs. Miles Sanders flashed multiple times today.
I heard that.
Had two completions, a screen and a swing pass, and bounced an inside run for a good gain.
had a spring in his step, fluid runner, worked with the first team alongside Javonte Williams.
Yeah.
Now you're looking at the front seven, Donovan Ezeraku, the defensive end they took at Florida State, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, Boston College.
Boston College. Thank you. In the second round this year, was working on 7v7, dropping in coverage in the flat, and Nick Harris said he looked like a natural out there. Tons of quick game with the offense and Schottenheimer today with all three quarterbacks. Large handfuls of hitches, curls, swings, screens, and crossers.
Okay.
Much more consistent.
Which I don't feel like we saw enough of that last year. I love the fact
that I love the crossers.
We had enough
of the screens and the hitches, but the swing passes and the crossers I can get with.
Yeah, but if you're
mixing it with some downfield stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And plus,
use your speed.
A hitch. And now, hey, I got CD, George Pickens, or
the threat of going deep makes that hitch a lot better. It looks stupid. You're like, we're running 5-yard hitches and the corners are sitting there in the flats. But when you have that threat of going deep, a hitch is a lot more useful.
Well, that not to mention, too, it's more useful when guys actually run proper routes.
Yeah, you got to sell downfield every time. Much more consistent day from quarterback Joe Milton than last week's availability.
Yeah, he was not good last week.
Had him charted at 7-for-8.
Oh!
The only bad one was a throw behind Brian Spanford. Highlight came from a 40-yard pass to Ryan Flournoy for a touchdown. 40-yard bomb. Will Greer was 3-for-3 on the day. And then the last couple notes.
Three checkdowns, of course.
And individual drills. Deron Bland, Kamon Hall, and Israel Mukwamu and Zion Childress worked in the slot. Wanye Thomas and others also saw time at 11-for-11, 77 in the slot. But they said that Deron Bland got the most work. This is back-to-back weeks with him working in the slot more than anything.
I heard Todd Archer say today on G-Bag that Donovan Wilson is rehabbing as well.
Yes.
And then he was saying that he's heard, and again, I hadn't heard this, and obviously, I mean, we're not as plugged in as Todd Archer is, I mean, outside of, you know, what we do here on the show, but he said that people have been, he's been hearing rumblings or just people on socials and what have you talking about, you know, Donovan Wilson being a post-June 1 cut candidate.
Mm.
There's been nothing that we've read or heard or anybody that we've heard talk to that has suggested or that Donovan Wilson, plus, who are you putting in his spot?
Wanye?
I mean, it's not like that's a deep... I don't know that that's a deep...
Wazzy. Wanye or Izzy, I think, will take one of those spots if they do that. Or maybe they'll take the slot spot. I think the fact that Deron Bland's doing so much work in a slot makes you think maybe there's another corner coming in. Because right now it's going to be, what, Revel and Elam
on
starting?
The outside.
Unless you're going to have Carson start or Andrew Booth. Mm. There's literally nobody else. Come on, Hall.
And here's the thing. Playing, I mean, and I know people said, you know, the money is
Diggs isn't
going to
be ready, obviously.
Diggs ain't going to be ready. Diggs will be, look, Diggs, I'm calling my shot right now, and I think you and I have already called our shots as it pertains to this.
Overshown's going to be back before him, I think.
No, they'll both be on PUP.
Last couple notes I want to give before we get out of here. Rookie linebacker Shamar James was absent from practice alongside with Micah Parsons. And then also, there was a heavy rotation across the board with the first team defensive tackles and edges. Fowler, Nealon, Peyton
Turner.
They said
Toya got some first team reps today.
Jay Toya, the rookie in the seventh round out of UCLA, got first team reps today. Him and Mazi are rotating in. So, not a surefire that Mazi's your week one starting defensive tackle.
No, I'm with you 110% on that. And it could be, I like that they're doing it, though. I love that they're doing it because it's one of them things where it's like, look, we're letting you know, Mazi. And plus, the other thing is, too, is that, look, Mazi's not a Schottenheimer guy, quote unquote, right? And he's not an Eberflus guy. Problem is, and I will say this real quick, Todd Archer mentioned this. I think it was Chief that asked him, you know, which what is that noise? Do you still hear that?
Yeah, I do.
Right?
The aliens are back.
Dude, I'm telling you, what on the hell is going on? But anyway, Chief asked him real quick, what was the what side of the ball was he not necessarily more concerned with, but you know, had some concern with, and he said probably the defense. And I tend to agree with that as well. So all right, coming up next, top five at 10:20. Yesterday was National Hamburger Day. Top five burgers / toppings / condiments for your burgers. We'll discuss that more next. Don't go anywhere.
This segment of The Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
You know, I thought I was going to put together a bed for this segment over the weekend, but I didn't. And so as a result, and I was just talking to new guy Jake, I've gone back to calling him new guy Jake because I don't have another nickname for him yet. And even though he's not the newest guy, we got some other
and
new
we're like
kids
a new,
starting.
New guy in like a week or something.
Yeah, what's his story? Have you seen him yet?
I've not seen him.
You,
his name's Jet. That's what I know.
You think you could take him in a fist fight?
I've never seen him.
I'm just asking, do you think you could take him in a fist
fight? Yeah, sure. I'm not going to doubt myself.
Love it. Can't wait to see this kid. I heard he was like my age, though. Somebody said he was old.
Wow.
No, you know what? I take that back. The young lady at the front said, hey, y'all got some new person. And I was like, really? And but then it was a different radio station. So that's what it was.
Mm.
I was like, yeah, I hadn't heard. So, all right. So let the record
show.
You
want some of the text?
Yeah, read the text here in a second. Let the record show. Dylon will beat the new guy's ass as soon as he sees him. So make sure, mark that.
I'm not
put him through the ringer. I'm training him on like the Rangers stuff. So,
oh, are you? Yeah, he's doing our show next week, isn't he?
Yeah, I think it's with Kevin.
I think it is.
I think
yeah,
so.
That's right. Next week, Tacky Kev. Okay, what are you saying there, Dave?
This is text. Okay. I did not know that there is not a Mickey Donald's in Montpelier. What did we say it was?
Montpelier.
Montpelier.
There are more cows than people in Vermont.
Okay.
Vermont hates fat people, so it makes sense. That's a text.
Vermont hates fat people. Mm-hmm. What are they basing that off of? Maybe they do. I don't know. I've never been to Vermont, so I can't speak to their hatred.
Who's been to Vermont, though, if you don't live there?
If you like to ski... You can't. They've got. I want to say they've got pretty good skiing.
Fun fact: I've never been skiing before.
Ooh, yeah. Missing out.
Tell you what, me and Dylon might be spirit animals because I too have never skied.
Y'all are missing out, man.
So,
snowboard once every couple years, man. That's where it's at. Get my extreme sports.
Yeah.
Parasailing.
Get you do your Sean White. Let's go hit some snow, bro. Let's do it before that SB3 ban hits.
I was hitting butters. You don't even know what a butter is.
What is that? Is that some sort of
it's a move.
Snow move or
slow? It's a snow maneuver.
Some sort of snowboarding.
It's real smooth. Real butter.
It's butter.
Okay. Some other texts that were texted in. How old is the oldest state?
Oh, how old is the oldest state?
What's the first state? Isn't it Mayflower Compound?
No, I think it's got to be it's Delaware, isn't it?
That's Jamestown, wherever that's at.
I thought you should know this.
I thought it was Delaware. I thought Delaware was the oldest state in the union. Is it not?
I back that. I would.
Right?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Now, what am I asking Blake for? I'm looking at a
computer right here. Let's just look at it.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and Google it, Dylan.
I'm going to lock in New Mexico.
I'll take Mississippi for the win.
I'll take Texas.
No, not the state that can't read. The oldest state in the in the country.
Hit that bell for yourself. It's Delaware.
It's about time.
Someone said you can move capitals, but there's a long legal process involved and it has certain stipulations. And then when I asked how was it determined, about 50 people texted in all the exact same thing. The way state capitals were determined was back in the day. It was, someone gave a smarter answer. Pretty much it was where all the, what you said at the beginning, kind of like where all the people were at in the hub. But the biggest reason is it's the most central in the state. Almost all of them are very central, right in the middle, geographically.
Okay, I can see that.
I'm looking at a map. I can tell you some that are not central at all. Nevada, what's the capital of Nevada?
Carson City.
Which is about as west as it gets.
I was going to say, it's not far from Vegas, isn't it? Now, to your point, okay. Since you...
That's just what people texted in, like 10 people texted in.
I don't disagree, but here's what I'm saying.
And I'm looking at the map and adding up.
So Blake, who hates the fact that, you know, popular cities aren't state capitals, apparently. A good friend of mine is the state attorney for Nevada. She lives outside of Carson City, which, like you said, is a nothing burger
almost,
of a town.
It's almost in California.
Okay. She goes to Vegas once a month for a week and runs the, you know, like it's the, you know, pseudo state capital down in Nevada. Or excuse me, down in Vegas.
When you look at what's the capital of Minnesota, it's nowhere in the central. It's
Minneapolis, isn't it?
St. Paul.
Minneapolis, St. Paul.
I mean, the Twin Cities. They're like right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much the same thing.
Wisconsin. It's at the bottom.
Madison, right?
Yep, at the bottom of the state.
Topeka is on the east side of the state. Yep. So.
Same with Nebraska, with Lincoln.
Okay.
Pierre, the Dakotas got it. The Dakotas are smack dab in the middle.
Well, because they're the smack
Oklahoma
dab
City's
in the middle.
Oklahoma City's pretty much right in the middle, too.
Oklahoma City is right in the middle.
It is. Yeah, it is.
There's really not a lot there in the middle, so I'm thinking y'all's theory. I mean, Nashville, Tennessee's smack dab in the middle.
But apparently it's not most smack dab in the middle.
New York is nowhere close to the middle. So I'm starting to think your guys' theory sucks. Augusta's not in the middle of Maine. So I'm fighting back against that theory. See, that's what happens, though, in our world, Fred.
Groupthink.
Groupthink right there. And then we accept it. I don't look it up, and I move on, and that's part of my thought process.
But here's
and
the other
I
part
never,
of it, too.
Think about it, Fred. No. And then you never fact check yourself. Yes, we're talking about capitals right now. What if it was a more serious topic?
I think you could arguably. Well, yeah, don't get me started on that.
And probably, then we just move on with our life. Yeah. We're just that's what it is. And you never fact check yourself. And you go 5 years down the road, tell people about it. You go 10 years down the road, have kids, tell them about it. And then you just with misinformation.
One minute you're telling somebody you can wait 15 minutes, and the next thing you know, they're telling you their whole life story. You didn't even ask for it. Yep. You know? I mean, what a world. What kind of world are we living in? All right, let's do a little top five, get this thing rocking and rolling. Top five. Yesterday was National Burger Day. And who doesn't love a good hamburger? Okay? Who doesn't love a good hamburger? Top five condiments and or sides or toppings that you like.
You didn't say sides.
I didn't mean sides. I didn't mean sides. I meant toppings. Condiments or toppings that you like on your burger. Number five.
Now, is this at home or at a when you're buying?
Whatever you want. I don't care.
Either or.
Burger. Whatever. However you dress your burger. Number five. Another patty. Okay. Number five. Another patty.
I don't work the...
All right.
Hold on. They're texting on the YouTube saying they can't hear our voices. But I don't work the YouTube, so I don't know.
They're saying they can't hear us on the YouTube?
On the YouTube.
Uh-oh.
We got a bunch of producers back there. That'll help you. Okay.
I didn't do anything.
We got a group thing in the back there. All right. My number five, another patty.
I feel like that's kind of cheating because it's not really a condiment. It's just an added protein.
I said a topping or a condiment.
Little minor cheating.
Can I add an extra patty?
Yes
or no?
You can add a lot of things.
Okay, then I did. I just did.
You can add a grilled cheese to it.
Exactly. I said another patty. Again, this is my top five list. What are we doing here?
You can add a chocolate chip cookie there. You can add
what are we doing here? Exactly.
You can add whatever you want to a burger.
Mine's another patty.
I thought we were doing typical add-ons.
Okay, that's typical for me, though.
I had an extra patty today.
For me. Okay, great. I'm happy for you.
I wouldn't
count
it as a topping, though.
Hey, that's not you, though, bro. That's how I roll.
But if I'd have known, I would have put a patty.
Well, the list is fluid. I mean, there's no hard and fast rule. Like we're not going to knock your chair over.
I wrote in pen.
Okay, well, so did I. As a matter of fact,
jalapenos at number five.
Awful.
As someone who has a little bit of grit.
Yeah.
Jalapeno, a little spicy papa.
Whatever, bro.
Mouth emulsion, green and red. Give me the seeds.
What did you just say?
Mouth emulsion.
Dylon, you're number five.
Number five, just ketchup. You can't go wrong.
Y'all's list is terrible. An extra patty and ketchup. Y'all are some
basic bees up in here. The basic of the basics. He said ketchup.
With mustard at four?
My number one is going to really disappoint you guys. You're number four.
Number four, lettuce.
You know, I want to say something about Dylon right now, but it's still not late enough to say it. I may wait till off the air to say this. I'm going to keep it to myself. But I mean it in the nicest of ways.
That was a great intro.
You're number four.
I'm going to go a little Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Oh, what a great pull. My number four, bacon.
Mm-hmm. Be making the list.
Not too crispy, though. I don't like, I don't need to crunch my bacon while I'm eating my burger.
Bad take.
So, you know what? You're a bad take. So, number four, bacon for me. Number three, an onion ring.
I don't hate that.
Love a good onion ring on my burger. That's my number three.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and make your list better. I'm going to take the two better variations of what you just said. And number three, I'm going to go the grilled onion. Nice crunch. Getting the onion, but I'm not fat and frying the onion. I'm just grilling the onion. Give me the caramelized grilled crunchy
onion.
Well,
he's not fat. He's short and fat. So let's make sure we qualify that. All right. Number three for Dylon. Give me something good here.
The tomato. It's the most... You can't go wrong.
This guy's building a happy meal.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Number two, Texas toast. I just
number
you
one,
know,
the sesame seeds.
Number one, olive oil. This is how I like my burger cooked in. Thanks, Zion.
All right, pinch of salt and pepper.
Pink Himalayan salt, actually. Helps with the testosterone.
That's good.
Number two.
Number two, we're adding bacon to it.
Okay.
So there's something a little different. There you go.
There you go. Great. Jumping out the deep end on that one.
Dude said bacon. We're getting wild now. Bacon for my
I'm
number two.
I'm a basic guy.
You are. You are.
If you put it all together, it's a classic
burger.
American
yes.
burger.
Yes. And you're a classic American, so that makes sense. You are a classic
and then
American.
Some. My number two.
We love that line here on the show.
Bacon, but unlike Fred, I want it as crispy as possible. I want to.
So you made fun of mine, but you said bacon.
I want to crunch.
Well, he's making fun of the fact that now here's the question, Dylon. We're not making fun of your bacon choice, but here's the question: do you want it crispy or not too crispy?
Yeah, it needs to be crispy. Soft okay. bacon is.
You're not a fan of flaccid bacon, huh?
I want it. Did you say something about an egg?
Nobody has said egg yet.
Oh man, that's probably.
You want to add that? You want to add that to your list?
Somebody text it. And I don't hate that.
You want to honorable mention it?
Well, you got to say how the egg's cooked though. That's a big part.
A fried egg.
Okay, but fried how? Over medium, over easy, over hard.
Over medium,
I guess.
Over medium, probably.
I tell you what, though, good luck with that because I'll tell you what, the number of people in just the world that don't do over medium correctly. All right, what was your number two?
Crispy bacon.
Crispy bacon. My number two, cheese.
Well, now you got to pick the type of cheese, though.
Ooh, pepper jack.
Easy. That's pepper my jack. Number one. I'll go ahead and spoil that. That's my number one. Pepper jack
pepper
cheese.
Pepper jack cheese is elite. And then, of course, my number one, if you know, you know.
Barbecue sauce.
Fred Davis, I'll tell you what. He apparently, Blake has worked with me a time or two. Barbecue sauce continues to go hard in the paint.
I mean, our burgers are pretty much built the same way.
Pretty much. Built different.
Barbecue, bacon, some variation
although
of an onion.
Although I did an extra patty.
Extra patty. I could have put extra patty or jalapenos.
Okay.
Dylon,
take us home.
Number one, American cheese.
Kraft single, American cheese.
There we
slides.
Go, everyone.
Perfect.
Perfect.
A kosher bun, guys. A kosher bun. All right, final segment of the program. Don't go anywhere.
This final segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Pete DeBoer has had some comments on Jake Ottinger's game. Today, it was not pretty. This is what he had to say as the Stars season comes to an end. Listen to the Fan After Dark. Fred Davis, Dylon producing for us. Driving the boat over here for you guys. Pete DeBoer said Ottinger has lost six of the last seven games to Edmonton in the past 2 years and had let up two goals on two shots in an elimination game. So, end quote, status quo wasn't working on why he benched him. Not great if you're Ottinger and you hear that. One more time. DeBoer said Ottinger has lost six of seven games to Edmonton the past 2 years and had let up two goals on two shots in elimination games, so status quo wasn't working.
I mean, there's a lot of status quo wasn't working. I mean, look, I get it. Ottinger didn't play well and hasn't played well, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't have benched him, but let's not pretend like, you know, you waited. I mean, Casey DeSmith sucked tonight, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he came in and, you know, was Captain Save, you know what?
One. Yeah.
I mean, no.
What, it was 5-2?
I mean, he gave up an own goal for crying out loud. And look, I get it. I have a
6-3,
immense appreciation for goaltenders. I mean, I'll tell you what. If anything I've learned from watching hockey over the last month and a half, I mean, it is it's an incredibly complex sport to watch when you consider just how difficult it is to move a puck around the way those guys do. So my hat's off to them, especially from a goaltending standpoint. But, you know, look, at the end of the day, you got to do something to get over the hump. And for whatever reason, this team, both whether it's the goalkeeping that was dog you know what tonight versus the offense. And, you know, again,
you want to talk about a tale of two Micos. I mean, look, this guy was incredible. I mean, we were talking about this guy was on a generational run.
We're ready to give statue to this
through
guy.
I mean, seriously, we were talking about this dude's see you, Luca. We got Miko now. Yeah. And now it's kind of like, oh, we've got the broke down AD instead. Thanks. That's cool.
Yeah, the Miko fizzled out quickly.
Oh, Miko fell off a cliff.
What was it, 0 points in the last seven games or zero goals?
Okay. Zero goals in the last seven. Yeah, he got a few assists here and there. But 0 goals in the last seven games.
You saw Connor McDavid. Okay. Four in the series.
I mean, Connor McDavid was balling. And, no, for a guy that is widely considered to hockey from hockey people that are way smarter than you and I when it comes to, you know, where these guys are at in the you know, scale of hockey players. Miko giving you nothing over the last seven games. I mean, hey, if we're going to clown Dak, then guess what? Because and look, I know we talk about it in crosstalk. Colorado, favorite to win coming in, okay? Winnipeg, best record second best record in hockey this year. Okay, great, you beat them too. Okay, I don't care. You choked. You spit the bit when we needed you the most. And it was across the board. All right.
Someone said still getting the tattoos.
That's we won't be. Oh, man. I kind of do still. I mean, you know, my last name's Davis, so whatever.
What's it got to do with getting a tattoo?
Well, I mean, the Dallas Stars logo.
Oh, the D?
The D.
For Dave.
You're Dave. I'm Davis.
Yeah.
Makes sense. You can kick the... Look, if we do get it, we're not getting the moose tattoos anymore. Yeah. Okay? I mean, you might as well get a Dolis Garcia tattoo at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously.
El Bombi.
You know what? He literally became a Dolis.
No, let's not go that
he
far.
Was a, you know what? First seven games?
Because he's won a chip. He's been good for a while.
Where'd he win it at? Because he didn't win it in Dallas.
No, I know that, but it's not like a Dolis came over with all this resume.
Don't care. Don't care. I mean, are we celebrating AD because he won a title in LA? Have you done? What have you done for me lately? Oh, by the way, they signed you to an 8-year, $96 million deal. I mean, it's not like you're signed to peanuts. Hey, heavy is the head that wears the crown, man.
Another Game 7 loss.
Game 7? Didn't even get to Game 7.
I mean, not a Game 7. Another Western Conference Finals loss.
Western Conference Finals. Speaking of baseball, we joked about it, talked about it.
I had some baseball nuggets.
Give me some.
Fine, man.
Give me some.
Evan Carter will go on a rehab assignment this weekend.
Womp, womp.
That's good. Bringing him back.
Okay, well, bring about a .350 batting average, 70 RBIs, and 20 dongs.
He can't fix everything. He can only fix his part. Kamar Rocker.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do something.
75 RBIs you want him to come back with.
That's not crazy.
Kamar Rocker is scheduled to throw 60 pitches in AAA Round Rock tomorrow. So he's ramping back up to be ready for the big boys again. And then Nathan Eovaldi is doing okay. The team might push his next start back a few days.
Yeah,
a little more time to rest.
What'd they say it was? A tricep deal?
Yep.
Hmm. What do we think? He's just doing too many tricep pushdowns, too many skull crushers? What do we think he's doing?
Okay, I'm going to give you
close grip bench.
A player, and you tell me what their OPS is, and I'll tell you if you need to go north or south. Josh Smith.
If I had to guess, he's probably at like 608.
Up. North. Go north.
650.
South.
625.
632 is what we're looking for for Josh Smith.
Okay.
Wyatt Langford.
I'm gonna go 7-11.
Way south.
5-11.
Split the middle north.
6-15.
6-16. There you go, right on the money. So those are your only two players batting in the sixes.
Seager's gotta be up there, doesn't he?
Yeah. So let's go on to the what is Josh Young batting?
Josh Young, I want to say
this is just in the month of May. By the way,
on base percentage, right?
Yes,
OPS, right? I want to say Josh Young he's in the sixes, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that what you want to? Yeah, wanna lock that in.
678.
Josh Young is 758.
Okay.
Okay, I need you to go ahead and kill that music.
What's going on?
Go ahead and kill that music.
Is somebody talking in the back?
It's song ran long.
Jake Berger.
480.
Oh, no. This is on base plus slugging. Yeah, I was making sure. This is not... that's what our reading is. On base plus slugging.
Yeah. Yeah. 480.
For who?
You said Jake Berger, right?
No, wait. It's up.
612.
It's actually the highest on the team.
810.
766.
Okay.
So your two best hitters have been Berger and Josh Young this month. Third and fourth in that order will be Smith and Lankford. And this is where it starts getting ugly.
Which is literally the skinniest kid at fat camp at this point.
Where do we think Jonah Heim is?
Sixth.
What, like his number? It's below six.
505.
566. One more player in the fives, Adolis Garcia. Is that a 557?
So what are we doing to fix the Rangers?
And then the last two, 461 for Simeon and a 305 for Hagee.
Yeah. What are we doing? What are we doing to fix the Rangers? You got a team that's in the top three in ERA. You've got a team that's in the bottom three of batting average. You couldn't have a more divergent juxtaposition of what this team looks like right now. Offense versus defense.
Bring back Ron Washington.
It'd be hard to do because right now he's the manager of the Angels.
Yep, I know.
So you want to trade Bochy for Wash?
Yep. The Rangers have only lost three games all season when scoring four or more runs. There are 19-3 in those games. Pitching not the problem. The bats are abysmal. The Rangers have, if the Rangers had scored exactly four runs every game, they'd be 33-24. They're currently 27-30. There's been so many opportunities for them to win games where the pitching is phenomenal. Their starting pitching has given up three or fewer runs boatloads of times. And they lose 2-1, 3-0, 1-0.
Well, you damn near got no hit.
First hit of the
yesterday.
Game. Josh Smith.
What are we doing?
I mean, it's
this is like once a series we have a pitcher that it's on no hit.
It was 27 straight outs. It's one of the rare occurrences where the first batter of the game gets a hit, and then it's
nobody else. And this is beyond Brett Boone. This is beyond Boach. This is beyond Chris Young. I mean, we're at the point now with this Rangers team.
The voodoo for the first pick for the Mavs.
Well, I mean, look, let's call it what it is, right? You 2023 was just one of those lightning in a bottle type years.
Basically, every player on the team had a career season.
That's it. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was the perfect storm in sports. Like, I mean, it's a unicorn of a season where everybody that needed to step up did, and it just doesn't happen. And then on the flip side of that, I mean, you're almost having a unicorn type year as far as your pitching staff is concerned this year.
You've had one not great spot, and that's Kamar Rocker. Everybody else has been like lights out. Jack Leiter's making a step.
Jack Leiter's been good.
Tyler Mahle, from a guy that was just forgotten about in the rotation who's hurt, up there for the Cy Young. Nathan Eovaldi's probably leading into Cy Young if it's not Hunter Brown.
It's probably, Max Fried's undefeated. Clarence Skubal? Terrence Skubal. I mean, dude,
I think Eovaldi's up there, though. He's top three.
He is. He's definitely in the conversation. But I mean, I think it's Skubal's to lose right now, way he's pitching.
Skubal, Fried, Hunter Brown. You got Jacob DeGrom, who we already know. I don't really need to spend much time on that with that. So you're right. You're getting like a generational season from pitching and a generational
You're getting better than what you thought you were going to get out of your pitching, right?
More than better.
We felt good about, hey, you know, Eovaldi's solid. The question was, okay, what are you going to get out of DeGrom, right, coming off of Tommy John?
Nobody was talking about Mahle.
And especially the way he started the year off, right?
I mean, he was like, Mahle's going to be in the Cy Young competition and have one of the best ERAs.
I want to say his first start didn't get out of the second inning. I think he pitched, one and a third? Correct. His second, first game out, game three of that series against the Red Sox. So you had to go the entire, it was basically a bullpen game at that point. And the guy's been lights out ever since.
And it doesn't matter because Adolis Garcia is coming to the plate.
I don't know. It just feels like with this team, Adolis and Simeon, done. I have zero expectations they're going to turn it around. You have been bad for...
Simeon had that one little month where he was in the five...
Months.
That one little month he was in the five hole. He was nice.
It wasn't even a month, dude. It was about a series or two, okay?
I think it was like 10 games.
It was not a month.
It was like 10 games.
Okay, a week. You'd say 10 games. You're a lot nicer than I am. Well, I'll say 7. The dude's batting 173.
Okay? And I'm just saying for that. I'm not saying the season. I'm just saying that one little spurt.
Pepe was excited.
Right. And Adolis Garcia, the very like first 3 weeks. Remember we said him and Wyatt, or either him and Wyatt or him and Seager were the only two bright spots. And we were arguing of how much of a bright spot
well,
he was.
And I was going
to
say,
I'm just trying to give him his,
yeah,
his flowers.
You were excited. I was like, yeah, show me something
it
else.
It did fall off, yeah. But they had their one yeah, 2 week like a, stint again, where they weren't the worst player. Like,
hey, great. But I mean, they are what they are. I'm unloading everybody. Fire
You're ready to quit on the whole team.
I'm not quitting. It's just make a move. I mean,
I don't think there's much of a move to be made unless you're going to change the whole team.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not like everybody's hitting good except for. It's not like everybody's hitting good except for one player. It's the whole team sucks.
Oh,
as far as hitting.
Trust me, I'm there.
You're trade 9 players.
I'm watching it. I'm hey, Seager. Seager.
It's crazy.
Look, you met real quick. We got about 45 seconds. Do you remember you and I were in these exact same chairs last, I don't know, it was during football season. Tritely was behind the glass. Remember how pissed off he got at me when I said, hey, I would kick the tires on a Seager or Marcus Semien deal just to see what you could get for him?
Yeah.
And you guys, oh! Yeah, how's that looking now?
Okay. I still wouldn't trade Seager.
Just call me Fred Schuerholz. Okay, call me Fred Schuerholz.
I think we can all agree.
The way baseball is, you could find somebody to grossly overpay for Corey Seager. Okay,
and I'm not trading Seager. That's what I'm saying.
You wouldn't, I would. Great job, as always, by Dave. Dylon, fantastic work from you, as always. Shout out to our girl, Karen Brooks Harper, for schooling us up, educating us. Blake and I will be back on Saturday, 10 to 2:30. Tolos Fatties, good night. God bless.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.